Welcome to episode 1206 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we explore miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels and consider what they reveal about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus.
It is early in his ministry. Jesus has returned to Capernaum, his home base in Galilee. The news spreads like wildfire. He is back, and the people come from every corner of the village and beyond. They pack the house so tightly there isn't room left, not even at the door.
The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. The Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
Meanwhile, outside, four men carry their friend, a man who could not walk. Paralyzed since youth. They try the door, blocked, the windows, crowded. But they will not be denied.
The roof, Jonah. We climb and lower him down. We've come this far. We won't stop now.
Lower him down? That would mean breaking through the clay and removing tiles. It's a stranger's house. Won't we get in trouble?
He needs Jesus. That's all that matters.
What's happening? Look, the roof.
There are people up there.
They're tearing the roof apart.
The friends make a hole just large enough. And then, with trembling arms and pounding hearts, they lower their friend into the crowded room, right in front of Jesus.
Jesus, we know you are a man of God. Please, do for our friend what no one else can.
Your faith is great. Son, your sins are forgiven.
Under their breath, two Pharisees in the crowd voice their displeasure. No one hears them.
Blasphemy.
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
But Jesus knew their thoughts. He always does.
Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home.
He's moving.
He's standing.
My legs, they're strong. They hold me.
I can't believe it. He can walk.
Thank you, Jesus.
It worked.
And in front of all, the man stood, picked up his mat, and walked out the door.
God is not distant. He sees your faith, he hears your cries, and he offers not just healing for your body, but forgiveness for your heart.
We've never seen anything like this.
Truly, God is with him.
In a small house in Capernaum, Jesus showed that he not only has power over sickness, but over sin. He honored persistent faith and revealed the heart of a friend who heals body and soul.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after traveling throughout Galilee, word quickly spread. The house where he was staying could not contain the crowd. Every doorway, every window was filled. Some leaned in through the shutters. Others stood outside, hoping to catch a glimpse or hear a word. Inside, Jesus was teaching the word. He wasn't putting on a show. He wasn't promoting himself. He was offering truth, life-giving, soul-liberating truth. But the scene was about to shift dramatically. Four men came, carrying a paralyzed friend on a mat. Unable to get through the crowd, they didn't retreat. They climbed the roof, tore through the mud and thatch, and lowered their friend into the room, straight to the feet of Jesus. What follows is one of the most astonishing scenes in the Gospels. Jesus looked not at the man's legs, but at his heart. "Son, your sins are forgiven," he said. The room stilled. Some gasped, others seethed. The teachers of the law were silent, but their thoughts were loud. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And that was the point. Jesus knew their hearts. He turned to them, asking, "Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'?" Then, to make clear that he had authority to do both, he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man did. He rose, walked, carried his mat, and left, to the amazement of all. The crowd was stunned. Glory filled the air. Awe and joy mingled as people declared, "We have never seen anything like this." Let's get deep what this reveals about Jesus. This story is so much more than a miraculous healing. It is a theological revelation, a personal encounter, and a challenge to us all. First, Jesus forgives before he heals. Before Jesus addressed the man's physical condition, he forgave his sin. That tells us something central. While we often focus on our outer condition, Jesus sees our deepest need. Sin paralyzes the soul. Guilt weighs heavier than broken bones. And Jesus, with divine authority, speaks life into the man's spirit before he speaks strength into his legs. Jesus is not merely a healer of bodies, he is the redeemer of souls. By forgiving the paralytic's sins, Jesus claims divine prerogative. This was not just a kind act, it was a bold declaration that God was among them. Second, Jesus responds to faith, even faith expressed by others. It wasn't the paralyzed man's words that moved Jesus, it was the faith of his friends. Mark writes, "When Jesus saw their faith, it was their effort, persistence, and boldness that caught Jesus' attention." This is powerful. Sometimes we are the ones on the mat, in desperate need of healing, and sometimes we are the ones on the roof, breaking barriers to bring others to Jesus. Faith is not always flashy. Sometimes it's a sweaty climb, a torn roof, a shared burden. Sometimes the greatest love you can offer is the faith that carries someone else. Third, Jesus knows our thoughts and calls out the heart. When the religious leaders silently questioned his authority, Jesus addressed their inner dialogue. He knew their skepticism, their rigid legalism, their small boxes for how God should behave. But Jesus will not fit our expectations. He confronts hypocrisy, he exposes pride, and he demonstrates that he is not just a miracle worker, he is God in flesh, with the authority to forgive sin and speak new life. Fourth, Jesus invites a public response. When Jesus heals, he commands the man, "Take your mat and go." The man obeys. His healing is not hidden. His transformation becomes a testimony. He walks through the crowd carrying the very mat that once carried him. That's often how Jesus works. He transforms us, then invites us to carry our past not in shame, but as a signpost of his power. Your mat may be your story. Don't leave it behind. Carry it as a witness to others. Finally, Jesus glorifies God, not himself. The final scene is one of amazement and worship. The people praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus always points to the Father. His miracles are not magic tricks. They are windows into the mercy, power, and holiness of God. Every healing, every teaching, every act of compassion reveals what God is like. What mat are you lying on today? Is it fear, shame, sin, sickness, discouragement, or doubt? Do you believe Jesus sees you, not just your struggle, but your soul? Are you willing to be carried when you're weak? Are you willing to tear through roofs for others when they can't reach Jesus on their own? Do you trust Jesus to speak both forgiveness and healing over your life? This miracle is a call to deeper faith. It's an invitation to bold, barrier-breaking love. And it's a declaration, Jesus has authority over sin, over sickness, over your story. Father, thank you for seeing us, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you for sending Jesus who meets our deepest needs and reveals your heart of mercy and grace. We are grateful for forgiveness and the gift of healing that begins in the soul. Give us faith to approach you boldly, to be carriers of others when they are weak, and to persist even when the way is crowded. Strengthen us to rise, to walk in freedom, and to carry our stories as testimonies of your love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.